Headline: BTC from 2011 moves after Salomon Brothers repossession notice. Published at 5:28 p.m. October 24, 2025. One of the oldest wallets on the Bitcoin network moved over 400 million BCT after a curious legal challenge by an entity claiming to be Salomon Brothers. Funded with 4,000 BTC on June 27, 2011, when one coin was worth just $17, the wallet had ballooned from less than $70,000 to over $400 million by the time it received this on-chain message. Specifically, someone gave the wallet 0.0003 BTC, about $30, in order to publish three OP return output messages on June 30th, July 2nd, and July 8th. Certain types of OP return outputs display as plain text on block explorers like mempool.space. These three messages claim to be a legal notice, instructing the recipient to visit a web page. Constructive possession of billions of dollars. On that web page, the authenticity of which Protos cannot verify, text claims that a client of the once great Wall Street institution is taking constructive possession of the wallet. It claims the wallet is abandoned, provides a 90-day notice period, and makes various other demands. That deadline of October 10th, if it actually is an authentic deadline, elapsed before the wallet moved 4,000 BTC on October 23rd. Constructive possession is a legal term and refers to the right to obtain physical control and or a variety of rights over someone else's physical control of that property. Of course, it's unclear whether the notice constitutes legal service of information at all. Read more. Mount: Gox wallet with 80,000 BTC attacked via OP underscore return message. The entity publishing OP underscore return messages dusted over 39,000 dormant wallets with BTC repossession notices, including one wallet that possessed over $8 billion. To date, no U.S. court has ever ruled on the ability to repossess old BTC for simply broadcasting messages into old wallets. Do not visit suspicious Salomon Brothers websites. Despite repeated attempts to contact executives of Salomon Brothers, Protos has been unable to verify whether these actions are actually the work of Salomon Brothers or someone else attempting to use its brand. Salomon Brothers once rebranded to Salomon Encore, changed executives, and migrated websites several times over the years. In addition, the website once contained an elementary grammatical error and other red flags of phishing campaigns. BitMEX Research, a Bitcoin historian, was also unconvinced that the authentic Salomon Brothers company controlled the website. As with any suspicious web link, Protos doesn't recommend viewing or visiting any unsolicited web page. User information obtained from the website could be used for phishing, social engineering, or physical threats. Read more. Salomon Brothers returns with a 279 billion Bitcoin dusting scheme. In any case, the movement of large quantities of 14-year-old BTC, especially BTC targeted by a suspicious repossession attempt on chain, logged a curiosity for Bitcoin historians. As modern courts and users of the Bitcoin network attempt to understand who controls some of the largest BTC wallets, the Salomon Brothers branded OP underscore return incidents of 2025 are certainly an interesting case study. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.